Well, Dave, it's not an ideal scenario, I suppose, but unfortunately you just can't do certain things about the weather, can you? And if it flows through the roof of the stand and calls your game off, there's not much you can do about that.
There's absolutely nothing we can do about it. I mean, when I got that phone call yesterday, my heart literally just sank, because, you know, water is evil stuff. Some of the stuff that's out there on social media, it's all a conspiracy, and it's all, oh, Chester have done this and Chester have done that. I mean, you've just had a walk around yourselves now. You can see there's no way anybody, even with a big kettle, could do that amount of damage. It's horrendous. It really is bad.
A lot of damage up there, and the key part of it, I suppose, is the fact that it's affected the safety control room, which obviously operates the ground on a match day, and that's the key part to this, isn't it, really?
Well, it is. It is the lifeblood for the club on a match day. The CCTV has to work, the PA system has to work, otherwise you don't have your safety certificate. End of. There's nothing we can do about that. That equipment is not easy to replace if it needs replacing. It's not easy to repair if it needs repairing. But on top of that, it's the damage that's been done to the internal wiring. There's water inside the distribution board that controls all that area. So we've got no power up in that part of the building. That wiring and that distribution board are 25 years old plus. You know, they were put in when the stadium's on. They can't be repaired. They've got to be replaced. That it's not a domestic installation. It's not something you can do in half an hour. It's a good couple of days' work once it's dried out. And again, you've been up there, as I've just said, and it is sopping wet up there. So that's got to be ripped out, dried out, and then the work can start. So we're not talking a 5-minute job here.
I was going to say, obviously, you know, it's going to take time to fix this, but time is in the essence, I suppose, isn't it? Because we have got another scheduled game here on Saturday, followed by the potential rearrangement of the game we were supposed to have tonight on Tuesday. So, realistically, do you think they're going to happen?
I've no idea at this moment. That is the honest answer. As you've seen, I'm just walking around now with the insurance assessor. They're dealing with the insurance company, so they've got to get their clean-up company in to start ripping the carpets up, and then we've got a better idea. So hopefully, later today or tomorrow, we'll know where we stand with that one. And then obviously, we've got to have conversations as a board, so we've got an emergency board meeting tonight. And then, if needs be, we'll have to approach the league and the teams we're due to play, FC United particularly, which is the Saturday game.
Talking about FC United, is there a possibility that the fixture could be switched so we can play at FC United this weekend and then here later on in the season when it was scheduled to be at FC United, or is there a time frame on that as well?
Well, there would be. I mean, again, it's the same if they were asking us to switch the fixture. They would have to be able to make the arrangements. They've got to make sure that their ground is available, because I'm led to believe they do ground share. You know, we don't know. We've not even spoken to them about it, because this literally happened yesterday, and it's one of those things, it's not something we can put right in 5 minutes or give a straightforward answer to. That's not us being evasive. I'm not an electrician. We had the electricians out as soon as we could yesterday to check the systems. We now need the insurance people to come in and say, right, this is what's got to happen. This is the timescale. Once we've got that, then we can go to everybody and say, right, what help is there out there? Can we swap fixtures round? That would be an easy solution in some respects, providing it can be accommodated by FC United. But we've not even spoken to them on that one yet.
Think this place is cursed or what?
No, it's not cursed. It's just interesting, and it makes the life of a chairman and anybody associated with a football club varied. It's there's nothing you can do. It's weather. It's happened. It's horrendous. But we've got a great team here, great team of volunteers. You know, we've called on some of our good business contacts to come in and help us and get things underway. In fact, we'd better stand clear here.
I say, I'm getting out of the way. Tony Pate's got a drone in his hand. I'm out of here.
That's not a phrase I ever wanted to hear in my life. Tony, I've seen him drive, let alone fly one of these things. This will be interesting now. Yes, even Val's running away, and she's seen him use it before, so that's it. It's time for us to move. But no, it's people could say what they like. It's one of those things. We've got to deal with it. It's part and parcel of being involved with Chester Football Club. It's just when you think things are starting to go well, you get beat 8-1, you get water pouring in through the ceiling that wrecks your PA system, wrecks your control room. What else is there? Let's move on.